Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
It is going to be one of those days all day today.
I'm going back to sleep.
No, I can't. I gotta go finish some shopping.
I thought you were done shopping.
I am for the most part. I just need a couple of little stockings.
Hang with me in my MMO.
Make sure you go to Toys R Us.
I know, I don't even have, like, ankle biters, and I need stocking stuffers.
Ankle biters. That is adorable. Ankle biters. Good morning to you people out there. I will say a very specific good morning to David from Game Focus, who sat in with us last night. He held his own very well.
He did. Thank you, David. It was a lot of fun.
And not everybody can hang with us because we're kind of raw.
Mm-hmm.
But he did quite well.
He did good. He did good. We might have warped him a little bit. But
I think he was a little warped before we got there. Long time
ago. Could have been.
Just a little bit. Okay, what is with the influx of messages from you people? I love the love. Thank you.
We love the love.
But I'm not sure what it's about. Should I be hiding? It's some juicy news going on this morning. I got a ton of it.
Really? You have a ton? I am, like, scraping the barrel for news.
Well, I've been up quite a few hours before the rest of the world. I don't even think I slept.
No, I went to bed. It was like midnight, and
I know.
You and I killed people and whatnot. I was like, wait, sleep.
I didn't kill anybody. I got killed a lot. I take that back. I killed one guy, and apparently he got really pissed off about it, so he made a point to keep finding me after I killed him. And it was an accident that I killed him. He just happened to be in the way.
It was an accident that I killed you. Really?
I was driving. I was trying to hit somebody else. They tucked and rolled. I got out of my car, and then he comes running across to get the guy, and he stepped in front of my gun. Blam! They were both dead.
I love that. I did notice that earlier. I shot. I went to shoot one person, and I got two with one bullet. I was like, that's hot.
Nice high-powered rifle. People are like, what are you talking about? APB, you need to be playing with us. Ginger has designed the official APB Gamer Girls Radio uniform. But please, guys, do not wear it.
Oh, now, come on. They must be sexy in it.
In the boy shorts and the shirt. Yeah,
they call it boy shorts, but for any of you out there who know what it really is, it's booty shorts.
Yeah, no boy alive would be goddamn. That is just horrible. Ooh, visual is not setting well with me. But APB is starting. I like it, but it's really, really starting to grow on me. But it's always a bloodbath. I'm never sure.
It's a never ending. I can't say that word on a daytime show. It's a never ender. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. There is no rhyme or reason to it. It seems.
Even the cops, when the player cops showed up,
even the cops are bad guys.
Yeah, we shot each other in the face. It was real funny, the whole slow motion flying back over us.
Yeah, I did notice it seems to be that they pair you up. They don't seem to care what level or what you have when they pair you up for these...
The sudden death match.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And I need to figure out how they're getting onto all the buildings. I know there are ladders somewhere.
Yeah.
And run past them.
They're on the sides. I figured out how to get up the ladder. That's the one guy that I managed to kill. He was on top of a building. So I decided at one point I was going to go after him, and he was waiting for me with a rocket launcher. It was real ugly.
Oh, my God. Waiting for you with a rocket launcher.
He was. And if y'all know anything about me, since from way back olden days, shooting me or anybody else with a rocket launcher is like I cannot stop laughing. I was on my desk just in tears laughing. All I could see was my shoe, which just made it even more hilarious to me. My little shoe. Remember my shoes I made? My sneakers? Yeah. Really big in my screen. And I was just dying. Oh, did he just hit me with a rocket launcher? Ah! Okay.
That's awesome. See, and that is some fun right there. Everybody's like, why would you want to play something like that? Oh, it's still fun.
Oh, APD is
still fun. Yes. And once I figure out how to make better clothes... once I get high enough to get some better clothes, because, yeah, I want that skirt.
Which one?
I want the little tutu skirt.
Oh, the one that the NPC has on? With the boost, with the corset?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
She's got the short haircut, yeah. I want her haircut.
Yes. And how is it, ATB, I love you. I love your game, really I do. It's a lot of fun. Why is it all of your NPCs are hot looking, and then you give us, like, basic nastiness to make our avatars with?
Well, you know, some people had interesting avatars. I'd say I particularly like the guy that had the pumpkin head and glowing green eyes and mouth.
Oh, now, see, that would be cool.
He was very cool. I kept looking at him. And then he's like, you keep looking at me. I know. You look so cool. Can I touch your head? She'd be taking all kinds of runways.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to touch that. Where is Snow? Where are you?
I actually accidentally just called her a little while ago, and I hung up, and then she called me back. Said, "What?" And I was like, "I'm sorry, it's an accident.
My bad. I butt dialed you."
I didn't even. It wasn't even a butt dial. It was kind of a tap and run. I didn't even realize I called her until I think she probably picked up, and I was like, "Oh, that was wrong."
My bad. Wrong person.
All right. We got to get to some news.
Is that what they're here for?
Well, you are right. We're probably going to have to dig for a few of these things because everybody's doing their year-end in review, which I'm thinking we were wanting to do that for several years. And I said, what is the point? You all know what happened this year, didn't you? I'm more interested in what's going to happen, the fights that are going to be happening next year because, ooh, they're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sky TV. And their 3D gaming show.
Skynet.
No, Sky TV, not Skynet.
And that's where it's going to start.
Yeah, if it's Skynet, we all need to run.
Yes.
But may I tell the lovely people?
You may, because I am glaring at this picture.
Uh-oh, glaring. Interesting. Okay, so this was actually late yesterday, or probably sometime after we did the news, maybe an hour or so, but... So it actually aired last night. Sky TV launched their new 3D Games Review, a program that was focused purely on 3D games. The show was supposed to offer the viewers the opportunity to review some of the top 3D games hitting the market via the Sky 3D channel. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're promoting their own games. So the show was produced by Sky and written by one Mr. Johnny Minkley and Paolo Cesari. That's right. I said it right. gamers are early adopters of new technology, so it's no surprise to see that video games play a big part in driving interest in stereoscopic 3D and home entertainment, just as they did with HD. He said Sky 3D is the perfect platform for showcasing 3D gaming where it belongs, shoulder to shoulder with the best in TV and film.
Over there?
And my coffee is not kicked in yet. Sky is supposed to be the first major broadcaster to highlight games in this way and capturing 3D footage directly from the consoles to show the games as they were meant to be seen, which probably would have benefited the 3DS greatly if it was ready by the time that came out. They're saying it's still early days for this particular technology in gaming, so mm-hmm. This is a timely opportunity to give people a taste of what 3D can bring to interactive entertainment. The program will be airing again tomorrow night on the 27th as well and in January. So if you have a 3D TV and you are over in the UK neck of the woods, which quite a few of our listeners are, check it out. Let us know how you like it. I don't want a 3D TV. I have decided.
No. I don't have a TV. I have a projector, but I could have upgraded and gotten a projector for like a projector. I could have gotten the 3D projector for like $100 more. And I didn't do it. And it's just because I don't see the point.
Well, we have a new... Wow, stop
Bless
that.
It.
That is that weird... Yeah, because it's 30 degrees outside. Remember we were telling you guys all the
Yes. Oh, my God. This weather's nuts.
Yeah.
And then it, like, almost snowed yesterday.
Yes. We had a little bit of ice fall yesterday. And then the day before that, it was, like, 75. So it's killing my throat. I sound like, an 85-year-old woman.
She doesn't look like one, though. She looks like she's 25.
Not today, I don't. I probably look like hot trash. Because I just kind of literally rolled over and came in here. I'm like, well, let's go. Let's do this.
I've been in the shower. I'm in my night clothes again, though.
Just laying there like a zombie looking at the TV. Okay, let's get up and go. I'm awake. I've been awake. But there is a new laptop that's out that's kind of using the same technology as the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's from Toshiba. And they've started selling it this year right around Christmas. I'm pretty sure it's super, super expensive. So maybe with that particular 3D technology, I might be able to look at it, but certain 3D I can't see. So there's no point in me getting the TV. I can see it on the 3DS, you know, well enough to, you know what's going on. But I think some of them have, the ones you have to have the glasses for, I can't see it. There's no point.
Yeah, no. And that's the main deal. If I have to have glasses, I don't even want to deal with it.
No, that's going to be the next thing, I'm betting you, this year. See, this is our year in review. The next thing is, next year, they're going to be trying to do all the same things that Nintendo did. After talking bad about them, of course. Mm-hmm. This is stupid. 3D with no glasses, it'll never work. Let's make a TV light.
Well, see, that's the main deal, though. You know, if I'm going to invite friends over, how many glasses am I going to have?
Mm-hmm.
And what if they bring a friend that I didn't realize? You know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Those glasses are not cheap. They're like $15 to $30 a pop.
Yeah, and if they get broken, or your friends carry them home by mistake.
Oh, that is fighting.
Yes. Your kids bring over their little, ankle biters, something gets broken.
Rubby little, I can't say that on daytime. They break them, and then the parents don't want to pay for it. It's not my fault.
You shouldn't have had that out.
You shouldn't have it.
You shouldn't have had your kid.
See? That's ginger for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ginger goes for the low blows.
Well, they are ankle biters, ginger.
Yes. You hang them up by their toenails.
You behave. Okay, so what we got? What we got?
I have got a horror. Oh, I lost it. Hold on, where'd it go?
Wait, what did you just say? You got a what?
Horror.
Okay.
Title. yeah. All right, so Daddy You... 2011 student scene brings you Blackwell. Blackwell? All right, so Blackpipe delivers a heart-racing, cold-sweating, free-to-play survival horror experience, because you know who wants to play nice little cutesy elves right now? Oh, stop doing that. Oh, there we go. Stone Cold, yeah. So what do we got? Stone Cold fear washes over you in this nerve-wracking escape from the Blackwell's Island Women's Asylum. Your heart pounds feverishly from all the sedatives forced upon you. Your sight fails from exhaustion. Do you have the nerve to live through this humane horror?
No, I do not.
Apparently, yeah. Blackwell was inspired by the story of Nellie Bly, a journalist who faked mental insanity. Ooh, all right, who wrote this? Seriously.
Maybe a mentally insane person wrote that.
Well, it says menthol.
Oh, God.
Wow. To report the brutalities of the woman's lunatic asylum on Blackwell's Island in the year 1887. Claudia Stray, the game director, says, her story is absolutely admirable. I think it requires a game. I consider this a tribute to her and all the innocent women behind bars in that era. Escape this horror as a young woman under narcotic effects with no other options but hiding and sneaking past the wardens patrolling this daunting place. Wardens will pick up on any suspicious sound they hear, investigate doors left carelessly open, and lights left on in rooms supposed to be dark. Drugs may twist hallways, give tunnel vision, cause dizziness and violent blinding from sudden light. But messing with senses has a bright side. Sounds come alive, a ripple like waves through walls and furniture, warning players of dangers ahead. The game is free to play, and if you want to play it, there's a huge, long-ass link.
Right. That word is safe for work.
You can come get it over on GameMatrix.com in about 2 or 3 minutes, because I was just posting this.
Yay. You see
Yeah, and I apologize. Remember, people, the typos are not mine.
No, they usually aren't. I'm going to have to correct those if there's typos. You know how I am. I'm going to go through and look.
Like I said, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, that is not right. I think I found a typo from an article we had up like in 2009. And then there's some on the archive site that, of course, I have disabled the login completely, so I can't change it. It drives me crazy when I go over there. I can't change it.
Yeah, that and they call it humane horror. And it's like, wait a minute, isn't it supposed to be inhumane? Because, humane is a good thing, right? Inhumane is a bad thing.
Well, you Battlefield people.
Uh-oh.
We'll be very happy. This is good news for them. I'm just not a fan. As of this week, I'm officially not a fan. Battlefield fan people who are fans and wanting to know what the DLC plans for the game are need wait no longer. The UK EA people sent this over to us. Pwn presenter Matt Cuddle braves the winter temperatures in Scandinavia to head to DICE Studios in Sweden for a behind-the-scenes look at Back to Karkand. He also discusses the maps, the vehicles, and weapons with lead designer Nicholas yeah, I'm not going to mess with that name. Yeah, Nicholas. Yeah, anyway, it effectively giving players insider knowledge. Also, in this particular edition, Match Magazine's Darren Cross also explains how to do better at set pieces in FIFA 12 by giving tips on defending corners. There's Battlefield 3 prizes up for grabs, and Pimping for Cars King, and Yanni Charalambos? Yeah, whatever. He tells about his celebrity clients, plus QPR star Jay Bothroyd talks for Need the Speed Run. You can find this video actually on YouTube, but the link to the competition we will post up. Well, actually, I may go ahead and embed this for you when I post this up so you can have all your stuff in one. You don't have to hunt around. But we're kind of Christmased out. Anybody need to make some cookies? Anybody making cookies? We want to come to your house. You over there, you have cookies, don't you? Yes, you, the one that's pointing to yourself. Yes, you. Okay, no. Okay, so Jen stepped away for a moment. So I'm going to do another one. I'm going to tell you about another one. So we're already aware of this, some of us who have these phones, the Android, that some things we're just not getting.
I know, no love.
But they just went specifically today, called someone out. Owners of, you people that are owners of Samsung's first lineup of Galaxy S phones, mm-hmm. are in for a little bit of bitter news or some coal in your stocking this morning. Venture Media is reporting that the company has confirmed that the phones won't be receiving an update to the Android 4.0 ice cream sandwich, or sandwich, as Jay would call it. Yes, good morning, Jay. We know you're there. Samsung pointed to its TouchWiz interface on the phones as the main reason for the snub, saying there isn't enough RAM and storage to run both Android 4.0 and TouchWiz. That's also a report coming from The Verge. The company just recently announced that its newer Galaxy S2 phones will receive an ice cream sandwich update early next year. We're just going to call it what we want to call it. Given that the Samsung sold over 10 million Galaxy S units in 2010, there are certainly going to be a lot of customers that are pissed off by this news, in particularly surprising since the Nexus S, which is also built by Samsung and shares plenty of hardware with the Galaxy S series, will be getting the Android 4.0 upgrade. Samsung explains that away, saying that the Nexus S doesn't run TouchWiz, so there are more resources available for Ice Cream Sandwich to use. Ice cream sandwich, I'm sorry. The news shows yet another downside to custom Android skins, which have been criticized for slowing down phones without adding much functionality. I do have to agree with that. There's a bunch of stuff on my phone that I do not use, I will never use, and you cannot take it off.
Well, there's a way.
Yeah, there's a way, but, me being Electro Girl and... Yeah, this is not a good idea for to have me messing around with it. Even if it doesn't involve any electricity, just me holding the phone for an extended period of time is a bad idea.
Somebody has my exact same phone and they've tampered with it.
So to speak, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, and it will last all week without charging.
Ooh.
Without needing charging, yeah. They've turned off a whole crap load of stuff that you can't turn off otherwise.
I can turn it off, but I want it off the phone, period. There's just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't delete it.
No. There's a...
Unless you tamper.
Point. There's a live thing from Virgin Mobile that I don't particularly need. I thank them. Maybe I might want to watch some TV, but in case I don't, it just needs to be where I can go download it if I decide I want it.
Yes. Yes, I love my phone. I love my Xperia Play, but there's probably a dozen or so games I don't need. I'm never going to play. Sorry.
Oh, that's the other thing. They came with a Twitter app that I don't like, and I can't take it off either. Because it's, I guess, written by the people at Virgin Mobile. You need to stop this, people. Let me install what I want on there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you can give me them for free, but say these are free for download from the marketplace if you'd like to have them, not just
them
for me, because that's annoying. Anyway, Samsung also said that this is its first tablet, the original 7-inch Galaxy Tab, will also not get an upgrade for similar reasons. Sorry, guys. Wah, wah.
Sorry.
You're a mean one, Samsung. Okay, anyway.
I love you, Corey.
Thank you. Good coffee.
Well, we had our good news. We had our funny news.
Mm-mm.
And we're going to have some bad news.
I don't like the way that sounds, Ginger.
It's not good. All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. This showed up yesterday after we got off air.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was going to mention it last night, but we just never got around to it. Ooh. Game console theft leads to double homicide.
Oh, that it really is not good.
Not good, not good. What started out as a robbery to pay for a tattoo ended up with the death of a 7-year-old girl and her uncle.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
And I hate to even use that terminology. Are you kidding me? Because I know you're not. Good.
Yeah, this happened in Marion County, Indiana. Two defendants, 22-year-old Michael Bell Jr. and 25-year-old Jeremy Pryle, are accused of collaborating in a plot to obtain a PlayStation 3 console that Bell wanted to trade for tattoo work. Both men told different stories about how the events unfolded and how the two victims died. Bell and Pryle are accused of murdering 21-year-old Jeremy Crane and his niece, Kylie Crane. Court documents offered different accounts of the killings and statements that Bell and Pryle gave to the police during questioning. Bell was looking for a way to make money to have some tattoo work done, because, you know, getting a job is apparently too honest.
Oh, of course.
Court documents, Bell offered to obtain a PS3 and allegedly told Pryle that he knew where he could find one. The place he spoke of was the home of Bell's close friend, Jeremy Crane, where he once lived. So somebody who helped you out. That's nice. That's very nice.
Mm.
Bell told police that he accompanied Pryle to Crane's door, where they asked if they could use the bathroom. When Bell and Pryle entered the house, Kylie Crane was on the couch watching cartoons. Bell said that the plan was once he was in the bathroom, Pryle would rob everyone. Bell said that he emerged from the bathroom when he heard Jeremy Crane yelling for him. At that point, Pryle pointed a gun at Bell and told him to lie on the floor along with the two victims, part of a ruse they allegedly concocted. After that, Pryle shot Jeremy Crane, wounding him. Pryle shot him again in the head. Said he was close enough to get blood splattered on him. Bell also admitted to stepping over Jeremy Crane's body to collect two video game consoles, a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360. Bell finished by telling police that he didn't see the shooting of Kylie Crane because he had fled with the game consoles. He told detectives he heard another gunshot after leaving the house. Apparently later Pryle pawned the game consoles for $40 and an ounce of marijuana. So for $40 and an ounce of marijuana, two people lost their lives. Yeah, and it goes on. If you want to read this whole story, I'm getting irritated just very, very disappointed in humanity reading this. It's over on GamePolitics.com.
This is where I say some of you do not grasp the this is a serious break with reality this person had. Do you not understand that this part was not a game? They were not going to get up again. They're not going to respawn. You just took a little girl's life.
Yes, and she was sitting there watching cartoons. She was doing what a little 7-year-old girl does. And you took her life for an Xbox and a PS3.
Well,
for some tattoo work. $40. How much tattoo work are you going to get for $40?
He could have gone and given blood and gotten the exact amount of what he needed.
Yes.
No harm to anybody.
Hell, for that matter, you could have given blood twice in the week, or blood plasma twice in the week, and blood.
And had more than enough. Get you some cookies and everything.
Yeah.
Some of you boys out there, and you know the age is right about that age where they, you know, some of you boy types have a break with reality. Yeah. Okay, I got to get off this news because I'm getting mad. He's not close by me, right?
No. Indiana, but still, that's just.
No, I'm looking.
I can't believe that. What is wrong with people?
I am looking at the fact of, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, that ever happens. Somebody decides to brutally murder someone in my family that way, you don't have to worry about a trial or being on death row. I'm going to execute you. Seriously. I'm going to find you. It may be after court. You may be coming out of the courtroom, but I'm going to get you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is sickening.
Well, let's try to do something a little more uplifting. Let me get off this story because I'm getting ugh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So another indie developer. This is what I like when you indie developers think outside the box. There is a new game out called Homeless, and it's on the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
The game involves bumming quarters from passersby and trying to scratch up enough money to get through another day. Now it's pretty easy to play, according to the guys over at Adventure Beat. And he didn't place on any of the high score tables, but the game told a story, so they made him think. It's by indie developer, Oh, wait a minute. I'm losing their name. Okay, the name of the company is Silver Dollar Games, and the developer is John Fluke, and he is based in Toronto, in a large city with a large homeless population, much like a lot of large cities. The bridge next to his apartment plays host to a homeless couple every summer, and he says he's always amazed by how many people can't be bothered to help them. He said, when it comes down to it, though, many of us are guilty of the same. As Fluke says, how many times has he passed a homeless person and said sorry when they ask him for money? He says, sorry, what does that even mean to him? Does it mean I'm sorry I'm too cheap to spare a dollar? Does it mean I'm sorry that you're too lazy to get a job? Of course not. When everyone ignores the problem, it comes off that way. Inspired to try and tell a homeless story, Fluke began to create a game in his head. His initial plans were much grander than the final product, but budgets were tight in the indie game arena, and he said they had to cut out the seasons, weather effects, multiple locations, just about anything that would bring the cost up. Initial plans to use a real homeless person and their surroundings in the story were also abandoned, as it's just not practical when you can barely make rent yourself. Instead, the script and voice work were put together by Fluke and his friend. Fluke very nearly didn't make the game at all, thinking that no one was going to look at homeless. Who wants to play a game about a homeless man? It's just not what the Xbox users want. Having created more than 50 Xbox indie games already, Silver Dollar knows the market well enough to realize that we would probably sell about 100 units or less. But as Brother said, if it's a story you want to tell, let's just tell it. You can pop over to, pop over to our page here in just a second, because I do have some footage from the game you might want to check out.
That does sound kind of neat.
It does. It's something different. I don't know. It's always when they say, you know, I don't think anybody
wants to. Oh, GLaDOS pumping you?
Ooh, get off me, GLaDOS. Get off me.
GLaDOS, get off.
You digital so-and-so, I can't say. You guys might want to, what was I saying? Oh, it's always the people that say, you know, I wasn't going to make this game. I didn't think anybody wanted to play it. That's when everybody loves it. I'm looking at I haven't watched the footage of the game yet, but just the screenshots of it, they're just so dirty, so gritty. It kind of reminds me of War of the Worlds, which, you know, I love that game on the Xbox Live Arcade. So it has that look to it. And I'm actually probably going to play that. I want to play this because I want to see, you know, am I feeling any type of anything from it? Just, I love when somebody does something different.
Yes. And this is totally different. This is totally new.
Yeah, so I think these guys should probably go over to Crowdfunder and get some money.
Yes.
If it's that good, you need to gather some money together. By the way, you there's a free trial available, but the game itself costs about 80 MS points, which is nothing. Some of you are spending that right now just sitting in one place. So check it out. I'm probably going to throw a little bit of cash away. They need it. Not just because they need it, but because this is what I like about indie game development, which is what we do a lot of here, in case you guys hadn't noticed. We tend to steer clear of the bigger titles because our indie developers need us. If we want to get a new Halo, that's how we get it. It won't be from the people who made Halo. They already did it.
They already did it. It has one in a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, we need the next one to come along, and we're only going to find that with somebody doing something amazing like this.
I love my Master Chief, but I need him. I need somebody to cheat on him with.
Damn it. Y'all need to come and get your Ginger. He's out of hand. Come and get your...
Y'all love me. You know you do.
Who is picking up the Ginger? Who is coming to pick her up?
Yes. Come pick me up. Come pick me up, baby. All right. I'm not done with bad news, apparently. And I'm going to cough my head off 1 second.
Uh-oh.
This weather's killing me.
Really? I completely agree.
All right. Hackers. Hackers everywhere. Trion Worlds hacked. Customers were warned.
Yep. See, I told y'all that was going to happen. Months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Trion Worlds, maker of the MMO Rift Online, has been hacked, according to an email it sent out to subscribers last night. See, Blizzard, at least they can admit it. The company said in the letter that unknown intruders gained access to a Trio Worlds account, a database that contained personal user information.
Wait. Ooh. Wait, I love how they say unknown intruders. Were you supposed to know them?
You know, at least maybe if you did, you could smack the hell out of them. Not only did they get personal user information, people, they got credit card data.
Oh, they don't have
While hackers gained access to the database, the company said that they have no evidence full credit card information was taken, though it sounds like they also don't know what information, if any, was compromised. The full letter to subscribers can be found, well, they say below, but that's over on GamePolitics.com if you want to read it. The short of the story is that if you have a Trials World account, you will need to change your password. You may even want to start watching your credit card.
Yep.
If you are one of these people that tends to use the same usernames and passwords for multiple services on the internet, you will definitely want to change your password as soon as possible.
That is harsh. I'm so sorry for y'all.
Yes, right here at Christmas, too. That is nuts. All right. So, yeah, the whole letter from Trion World is over on GamePolitics.com this morning. I'm so sorry y'all got hacked. That's horrible.
You can't even blame them. It's not your fault. Whoever hacked you.
Yes.
It's their fault.
Yes, yes, and they need to be beat. It's a 2x4 upside the head.
A gaming lynch mob would be real interesting right about now. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I don't want to be blamed for anything, but I'm just saying it would be real interesting to see one.
Blame me. I'll lead it.
You know what, Ginger? I do not have bail money. I just want to point that out to you. The Corey does not have.
He loves me.
I love you, but that don't mean I can get you out of jail.
Aww.
I come visit you. I'll slip a nail file in your cookies.
Oh, that's hot.
Of course, they'll arrest me then for trying to pass you contraband. And then we'll both be in jail. We could take over.
Ooh, we could.
We could take over.
Mm-hmm.
Who run this mother? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so Tales of Pirates 2, in case you wanted to play that again. from I Got Games. I'm sorry. Okay, Mini Peg Legs and the Tales of Pirates. I'm sorry, I'm having a whole internal joke. I can't even share this with you on the air. I'll tell Ginger later. Mini Peg Legs and the Tales of Pirates have groused that it's tough to level when they first start out, that only web mall spending enables one to play the game with decent fun. They beg to differ. With the right way, newbies can embark on a smooth journey in Tales of Pirates as well, sailing their way to pirate greatness. Arr. First, the popular misconception that only voyagers can train at sea must be addressed. Since all the classes can own and navigate ships, everyone in... you know what? I'm not going to read the rest of this. I Got Games. This sounds more like you're lecturing the people.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be on your forums, not in a PR that you sent over to us. So anyway, if you want to play Tales of Pirates, you go over to top2.igg.com. And check it out. I don't like this whole lecturing tone of this PR.
Yes, yes. Don't you lecture us. We'll lecture you.
Don't you tell me how to be a pirate. Yes, I did snap. Don't you tell me how to pirate.
Don't you tell me how to pirate. I love you, Corey.
But not the boss of me.
You're awesome. Hilarious.
Wait a minute. That was short, so now I have to do another one. That made me angry. You can't be telling people how to be a pirate and not how to pirate. Maybe I like doing it that way. All right. Wait a minute. What happened to my stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I lost my page. Can you believe that?
Don't lose your page.
I did. I have lost my page. So now I got to switch to another one. This sucks. Ginger, go ahead. I lost my page.
I will go ahead.
Too many stuff is open.
All right, I talked about this last night, but some of you are Some of you are slackers and weren't here last night, so you missed the fun. Even had a guest speaker. You missed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so GamePolitics.com this morning. How many of you are SWTOR people? How many of y'all are staying SWTOR people? All right, some SWTOR retail boxes and missing activation key.
Didn't you mention that yesterday?
We mentioned it last night.
Mm.
You know, so he's slacker, so they didn't hear.
Mm.
So I'm bringing it to them
today. You did preface that, but you know I'm a little slow. I have lag.
All right, so according to a 70-plus page thread on Star Wars The Old Republic forums, a number of consumers, and I'm going to go with a good number of consumers since it's 70-plus pages, have found that their copy did not contain a game activation code in the box. Seems to be isolated to some rather pricier $150 collector's editions of the game. Again, like I said last night, did they come from GameStop? So, yeah. EA has responded on its message board saying that those missing a code should email support@wstor.com with specific details of the problem. Gamers also have to include a scanned copy of the receipt with their email, so if you don't have a receipt, you're screwed.
Oh.
Yeah. The latest story on the Star Wars The Old Republic comes on the heels of complaints about getting into the early access and the long queues to get into the BioWare-developed MMOG on some servers. So apparently, you know, you spent $150 for this collector's edition game. It didn't come with the activation key. And even if it did, you still wouldn't have been able to get in.
And as we said last night, the whole thing is stupid because you still didn't get a physical object that you can hang on to.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Some of you are too easy. You spent $150.
All I gotta say is you just spent $150 to play WoW dressed up as Star Wars.
Yeah, I think it's time for our article to be written and sent around to the to our gamers. We need to enlighten you all. You all are not aware of when you're getting gypped, and you are.
Some of y'all are just bending over, grabbing your ankles, and handing out KY. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. All to play your games. You should be wanting more bang for your buck. But that's exactly why the prices were able to be raised a few years ago, and there was very little dissension amongst the ranks. None of you said anything. Nobody protested. You were like, I don't want to pay it. Okay, I'll pay it.
This is all your fault. This is all y'all's fault.
Yeah,
y'all
games didn't used to be $60. They were $40 just a few short years ago.
Y'all did this. It's all your fault.
We blame you. Especially you right there.
She's pointing at you. It's all your fault.
You right there. Right there. Mm-hmm. With the green shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Named Jay? Yeah.
It'd be funny if Jay does have on a green shirt.
That'd be hilarious. Jay, are you wearing a green shirt? We got to know.
With a Santa cap. He's got on a Santa cap. He looks like he'd wear a Santa cap to work on a Friday before Christmas. He does. All right. Apparently, 'tis the season for Dawn of Fantasy. Fa la 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 la. In celebration of the holiday.
Ah, Jay, you're hilarious. He plays long. He wants to try out being homeless.
Yes.
Or wants to try out homeless. And I was like, I've got a cardboard box you can borrow. Says, I'll take it. I plan on adding an extension to my refrigerator box or apartment.
Oh, poor thing. I'll send you over some of those warming little packs. You break them and they warm up. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice heater. See, that's indoor heating. Okay, so in celebration of the holidays, the recently released MMORTS Dawn of Fantasy has been given a festive overhaul, complete with a new holiday-themed interface and soundtrack, in-game Christmas decorations, and, of course, the famous holiday Ice Dragon.
Ice Dragon, yay!
Because the ice dragons are what we want for Christmas. Excuse me. Players daring enough to shovel out their homelands after the winter storms will be rewarded with a free ice dragon, a unique epic unit only available during the holiday promotion. The frost-breathing dragon will prove a worthy addition to any forest, flying high overhead enemy troops or freezing potentially devastating fires in their tracks. This Christmas-themed promotion will last from December 22nd to January 2nd. After all, no orc would be caught dead displaying Christmas lights past New Year's. So treat yourself to a present this holiday season or purchase a copy as a gift for a friend from the official website or participating stores to partake in the jolly and receive a free one-time-only unit until next year, because that's how they always tell you. We will have some screenshots up for you. And possibly a review, but I don't know.
We don't know. We might, maybe, possibly.
Because I still got to get that Afghanistan out to you peoples, and it's not going to be pretty.
Is that bad?
You played it. You played the Wii version. What do you think?
Yeah, it was that bad. It was that bad.
And I love them and everything with the deepest of love you can have for a game development company, but I was not pleased. I was sorely disappointed and sick to my stomach. Not just because it was bad, because nauseous. You can't be putting movements in. You got to let the players move. Apparently, it's supposed to be move compatible, too.
Ooh.
For the PlayStation 3.
Really?
I don't have the move, but I'm wondering if you have the move, will it allow you to, you know, actually move instead of it doing it for you? Because that just made me really nauseous.
Oh, my God. I thought I was the only one. Oh, God, yes. That whole swinging back and forth. And did you notice several times it would swing you right past, like, health packs and whatnot, and you couldn't even shoot them?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, they're right there. And I was shooting, but nothing was happening.
You don't have time to grab it. So I'm just, I'm sorely disappointed.
Deal was they turn it off so that I can't shoot the health packs, but they don't turn it off so that I can shoot my own team people.
Yeah, you can shoot them. You can shoot the hell out of them.
Yes. I had fun shooting them. Like, bitch, you're in my way.
I shot one in the leg, and he was like, oh, man, down. Need a medic. I
was like, yeah, something about, what was it, screaming, watch your fire, or something like that. I was like, I did watch my fire. I watched my fire shoot him right in the head.
You watch your fire. Stay out of my way.
Allergy, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Bad, bad.
All right, what have I got? What have I got?
Is it your turn?
I think so.
Oh, yes, it is, because I just told them about Dawn of Fantasy. I'm sorry. Go. Please do. We have mere minutes before we go into streaming. Go, go.
Oh, we do. All right. Still War Online, the first robot-themed free-to-play SLG. Pop Pace reveals plans to launch their first SLG titled Still War Online. Embracing a terrific theme with various cutting-edge robots at its core, the game is scheduled for international release in January 2012. At the time, players around the world will be able to enjoy the browser-based free-to-play SLG, which requires no need to download. All right, help me out. What's the SLG?
I don't know either. I'm waiting here.
Don't kill time at home to do it yourself. Your several robots and imagine the stories you have wrote in fiction novels are displayed in movies any longer. You'll be able to experience the plot and decide the end of a story by yourself soon. This is very typoed. Based on Robots and Fierce Wars and Galaxy, Still War Online will bestow upon players a variety of fashionable robots, that's hot.
That's right.
As vivid as the ones they viewed from classical comic series or even the latest movies. In-game, players will act as a pilot who develops his universal base, enhances equipment, all your bases belong to us, recruits pilots after he defeats them, and finally create a corps to seek for the leadership in the universe. Are you a competent commander? We'll see how your dream of being a lord in the galaxy comes true. Oh, my God. All right, so they've got PvP, they've got PvE, multiple maps, and they're still not telling me what the hell SLG is. So somebody want to tell me what SLG is? Because I don't know. Well. Anyways, I think I've got screenshots and the logo up on GameAndAtrix.com this morning, so head over there and check it out.
Yeah, I am. Okay. So we're going to go take our.
Is SLG.
We're going to go take our break when we come back. Then I will tell you about the Lord of the Rings online event that's going on, which I actually probably would love participating in because that's the proper realm to be in around Christmas time with some orcs and trolls and elves and running around trying to save Neo. Oh, I mean. Wrong game, people.
Mm-hmm.
That hobbit person, that hobbit boy. Yeah, I got issues.
All right, so SLG is short for Simulation Strategy.
Maybe we have two.
Why couldn't it just... Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know.
That means it's not real-time strategy, which means you click and then it does a couple of things and then you get control again. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I lost myself in moonlight last night. How fantastic magic druids discussing nature's blast.
Right, guys, we come out and see next time. So if Mary,
leaves, you know the druid style. He asked me, do you know about the emerald dream?
You're
talking about my eyes,
which
is better. They gleam, but that's not what I meant.
You know,
the dream is a place where all world nature's content.
Well, yeah, over the holidays, I will be gaming when I get back here because I got to make my world tour around the city, so...
We will be in APP. We'll be on Facebook. We'll be in Second Life.
Google Plus.
Oh, are we on Google Plus now? Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. We're taking over the world.
One game at a time.
In my bed, the craziest night, swirled round and round, found myself in a flight, in the form of a butterfly high in the sky, looking on the world, everything in sight. Flew over great trees, seas, prairies, and streams, not a building anywhere, but what does this mean? It's a clean green scene, what the world could have been, or the Titan's perfect dreamscape in a glorified scene. Let's count
your sheep, growing deep, all is green.
We're not on the other side, but we like to tease, so.
Yes, we do like to tease.
Okay, so those of you who do play Lord of the Rings Online, and if you haven't, it is free to play now, so you might want to pop on over. Yeah, it's free to play. They do have turbine points, which we were giving away at one point, but I would like to tell you people who keep asking me for turbine points, and it's been over a year since we were giving them away, mind you. We do not have any more turbine points. Please stop emailing me.
Yes. Sorry, folks.
I don't have any more. I gave them all away in the store. All of them.
I'm going to email her send porn.
Make a gamer porn. I need Link naked. Okay.
If you look like Link, we need some gamer porn done. Thank you.
I saw a guy at the Renaissance Festival that looked like Link, and he says, yeah, I've been getting that all day.
No, you didn't tell me that. That's awesome, though.
He had the whole outfit on, the sword, the shield, and I don't think he was meaning to look like Link, but he just decided to own it, which is good. He has his little elven ears. I was like, you look just like it. I know, Link, Legend of Zelda, all day. And I was like, oh, my God, my camera, my phone's dead. I can't take your picture. Oh, my God. Which is good because I don't need any witnesses when I molest you in the corner. Okay.
That's hot. Tell us more about this molestation.
I did not molest him. I couldn't do it. Too many witnesses.
Yeah. All right, so is it my turn?
It is my turn. I'm about to tell them about the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Okay, so this... apparently, they're having their annual Christmas thing going on. So they're having a holiday bonus, which means you get double bonus points on all your point bundles through the day after Christmas. You can also come in and celebrate the Yule Festival through December 31st, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You also have available in the Lord of the Rings store a fleet-footed goat, Ginger.
Fleet-footed goat.
It's a fleet-footed goat. He's very pretty. He looks like he's fleet-footed.
Fleet-footed goat.
Yes. But I guess you can only get him now. You also have 20% off your virtues, trait slots, and more, and that's starting today through the 29th. You also, if you decide you want to go for premium, and I actually think this is a very good deal because a lot of the free-to-play companies that are allowing premium memberships are about this much for 3 months. They're saying to you, lovely people, if you will commit to us for a year, we'll let you have VIP membership, which means you get all this stuff here. You can just grab it at your leisure for $99.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Considering, I know City of Heroes for 3 months, it's close to that much. It's about $20 less. That's just for 3 months of premium membership.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm auto premium and I'm not using it. Why? Why am I not using it?
I don't know. Why are you not using it?
Something is wrong with me. Anyway, their premium thing is lasting through December 31st. They got a bunch of winter specials continuing all through the month. They're saying, go ahead and pop on. Get your play on. They want
get
you to
your
come
play
in.
On.
That's right. They're also saying if you want to, if you're like, well, I think I want some Lord of the Rings points, and those damn Gamer Girls from Gamer Girls Radio don't have any, well, you can buy them right online, sitting right in your little house. With your PayPal account in denominations of 600, 1600, 3150, and 6300 point denominations. Turbine point cards can also be purchased at GameStop, Best Buy, and Target for around $10 and $25. You can also earn turbine points for certain achievements in-game, which is nice. I have been saying that for the longest, and no other game that I know of is doing that. You know, same with when you're playing the games on Facebook.
Yeah.
Allow me to earn whatever it is that you have there. You know, you can put ads up and allow me to earn points towards it. It may take me longer than the person who purchased it, but I don't mind, so long as I know I can have it. It may take me.
Yes, exactly. Because, sure, some of you make some good games, some of you make some not-so-good games that I don't mind playing now and again. They're good for distraction, but I'm not spending real money on that crap, and I'd like to still be able to advance every now and again, you know?
Yeah, we refuse.
Yes, we refuse.
Now, they would like you to know that if you do buy some points in the Lord of the Rings store, they will never expire, and they can be used to pay for anything in the store.
Oh, see, now that is nice.
Yeah,
now,
but the things that they gave us do expire, so if you got your points from us, you need to use those things up quick, because those were a special promotion that they gave to us. I talked the lady out of them standing there in front of her desk, the whole stack. So if you got them from us and you haven't used them, you better check your date because they may have already expired. But if you buy them yourself, never, never, ever, ever expire.
That is awesome. That is very awesome. I like that. More games should do that because I know a lot of you games are like, you know what, you've got so many weeks to use these and then we're going to take them back and we're not going to give you your money back though.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you just wasted your cash, which is why I don't usually buy the stuff. I don't want to buy them. Okay, I just want to tell you, I think I'm hooked on this Mind Bloom thing.
What's the Mind Bloom thing?
I think we mentioned this probably sometime earlier in the year. We may have done a brief PR, and it's starting to gain a lot of momentum. It's being a lot of people are liking it. It's a game, but it's integrated with your real life. Like if you do things during the day, say you do yoga or you have daily affirmations or you like to listen to certain songs to inspire you or daily quotes, or if you want to, pretty much anything you can think of you need to do to better yourself, and they give you a tree, and every you put all your stuff in, or it'll generate a pre-generated list, and if you like it you keep it, everything that you do helps your tree grow. It either helps with sunlight or it adds water. You have to do things to earn water to keep the tree alive. So hopefully by the time your tree is huge, you've done some amazing things. You also play along with other people. You can either let them see your things or not, or your friends, you can let them see or not, and or you see other things people put up, or you can add your own quotes. But in any case, it is a game for me at its core, and I'm enjoying it. And, it, again, comes out a lot of positive things done at the end of the day. So I use
that
it.
Is kind of neat.
Yeah, I used it all day yesterday, and I got everything done on my list. I'm so proud, and my tree was all pretty and green, although this morning it's looking a little brown. Yeah, my
maybe
leaves,
I need that.
Yeah, my leaves are looking a little brown, so I got to do something to earn some more water. I meant to put in there, do podcast. I need to do podcast.
Yes, yes.
But all it's right. Lovely. Check out Mindbloom if you haven't.
I may end up having to do that because that actually sounds cool.
Yes.
All right, there's a chubby reindeer on the loose.
What?
Tubby reindeer.
A tubby reindeer.
Chubby.
Same thing. Okay, after GLaDOS let you go, tell us about this chubby reindeer.
Oh, no, she was humping you 2 minutes ago. GLaDOS let go.
Mm-mm.
She let go?
She let go. She let you go.
Okay. A chubby reindeer jumps into the App Store. An indie developer, Pixar Studio, announces the release of Chubby.
Uh-oh, GLaDOS has got you.
Alex face.
Did you say something about stabbing her in the face or something?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to give her the whole why so serious face.
Oh. Girl, you better run, GLaDOS.
All right, she let me go?
She let you go.
All right, so it's called Chubby Jump, a run, jump, fly game with nonviolent theme. This is very badly translated, so forgive me. The game is now available in the App Store for 99 cents. Chubby Jump tells the story of Roundy, the overweight reindeer who cannot fly as fast as the others. That's why he got a special mission assigned by Santa to collect all the gifts that fell off his sleigh. Roundy will meet the foes like puffins and polar bears in his Arctic adventure. Fortunately, he has many special abilities and items to aid him along the way. Players can control Roundy to jump, run, and fly with a very simple one-touch control. The game features bonus jumps. Bonus jump systems that rewards players when he can let Roundy hop over the second, third, and fourth enemies without touching them. Very badly translated. The game has a level up system with ranks. Each rank has 3 missions to challenge the players. After you complete every mission of a rank, Roundy will gain unusual but useful abilities as a reward. Chubby Jump contains delightful graphics, funny characters, and a lot of joys in a tiny size download. It's fun for the whole family, just not translated, apparently. So, again, if you want to play this, because, you know, it is for the holidays, it's called Chubby Jump, and it's on the App Store right now. And it's 99 cents, less than a dollar.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes.
Not really, but...
You'll like it, you'll love it, you want some more of it?
No. All right. No. So, apparently, the world's leading mobile phone gaming benchmark is now available for free. Yes, that's right. Rightware releases a free edition of Basemark ES 2.0 and launches Powerboard to enable online score comparison for consumers worldwide. Rightware, provider of the world's most widely adopted benchmarking software for mobile phones, tablets, and other embedded devices, announced the release of Powerboard, an online benchmarking database service, and Basemark ES 2.0 Taji Free, a consumer version of the industry standard graphic benchmarking product. Both are available immediately. Basemark ES 2.0 Taji Free for Android-based smartphones, tablets, and other embed devices can be downloaded from Google's Android Market and the Rightware's website. Not the Rightware, but Rightware. Basemark ES 2.0 Taji Free offers a true benchmark for gamers, game developers, and other consumers who want to see how fast their device performs in the context of gaming and graphics. This giveaway by Rightware is a portion of the full product, Basemark ES 2.0, which was developed in close cooperation with the world's leading mobile phone manufacturers and semiconductor companies. Basemark ES 2.0 Taji Free provides a scientifically designed and reliable game scene, Taji Girl,
to test the 3D graphics performance of your device. High-detail 3D content in Taiji Girl generates a workload that taxes OpenGL, ES 2.0, and implementation in a realistic, visually stunning way. After running the benchmark, consumers can easily check how the performance of their device compares to other devices with the integrated PowerBoard online services. The version released today supports Android and a version for iOS and will be released in the first quarter of 2012. By enabling an identical test case on both platforms, Android and iOS Basemark ES 2.0 Taiji Free will provide an objective and trustworthy comparison of graphics performance of devices running different operating systems. The PowerBoard online database gathers and maintains official benchmarking data from Lightware's world-class roster of benchmarking products. PowerBoard also allows access to the benchmarking data of the graphics system, multi-core browser, and user interface performance of various different devices running different operating systems and hardware. The purpose of PowerBoard is to be an official forum for consumers and independent observers where device performance is objectively reported. So basically, if you didn't understand all that double talk, it means it's going to see if your phone is up to par or your device is up to par. And if it's not, you know what you need to do. Drop it like a bad habit.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yes, drop it like it's hot and then step on it. And call your company and be like, you sold me a piece of crap phone. I used Basemark. I know what it is. Okay. I had to be all loud when I said
that's
it.
Awesome.
I got Basemark and I saw my phone was crap. I can't play on live on my phone.
I can't play on live on my phone neither. That's so sad. I can play it. Yeah. And see, that's still my phone to be able to play all sorts of games and whatnot. Why don't I have on live?
Here is, I think, what makes it bad for bad for you and for me. My phone is newer than yours, and I can't play. Mine should at least be able to play.
I know. What the hell? I've got an Xperia Play. Come on.
Yeah, you should be able to hold it down like nobody's business, but can you?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, yeah, so you give it to me. Wow. All right, never mind.
I want to change it. You got 2 minutes. I'm going to correct that.
You fix my phone.
Fix my friggin' phone. Fix it.
Fix my phone. All right. I'm still laughing. I'm all blushing.
Bad, Ginger, bad.
Yes. All right, there is a sale going on I wanted to tell you about really quick. Available for a limited time only, Eternal Eden is being offered for only $2 during the Christmas season from a Blossom Soft website.
That's nice.
Yeah. During the sale, the retail price will be cut down 90% from the original $19.99. The secret coupon code is Happy Holidays. Don't miss the chance to get the game that started it all and get ready for the upcoming direct sequel, Eternal Eden Ecclesia, available soon. Also keep on the lookout for Eternal Eden 2. This independent installment will introduce a new universe, storyline, characters, and new gameplay mechanics. They say what's more, a 3D version of Eternal Eden is also under development for the Nintendo 3DS and possibly for other handheld platforms. More details will be revealed after the release of Eternal Eden Ecclesia. Again, that is blossomsoft.com if you want to head over there and get that.
All right. And lovely ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us. We will see you guys on Monday, I think. If Jen doesn't drink too much eggnog and pass out on the floor, we'll be here. No eggnog for you?
No eggnog for me.
I'm so happy there's no eggnog in my house because that is one of my vices. I will drink eggnog in the summer because I know how to make it. Huh?
Never had eggnog.
Really?
Really, really.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
You know what I want? And they need to bring back Pepsi. Are you listening? I want my holiday Pepsi back.
Oh, and they used to put the vanilla in it?
I don't know, but it was like a spicy Pepsi. It was so good.
Oh, I don't know about that. I tell you what I'm going to get instead of eggnog. I'm going to get me some chai green tea. If you haven't had that, Ginger, that's a good one to try. Because Ginger and I are trying to be all healthy, in case y'all didn't notice. We're being healthy. Yeah, so the chai green tea smells very Christmassy to have around the house, and it's good for you. So give me some chai instead of the eggnog. Somebody's going to bring some eggnog. I feel it.
Don't get drunk on it.
Well, no, mine won't have alcohol in it because we all know what happens when I drink.
Yes. But that'd be fun, you know, because then we could go play APB and, like, kill people.
No, I need to hit real people. I'll hit my own computer and be like, ah!
No, don't hit the computer.
I hate you. You keep shooting me. I hate you.
Don't hit the computer.
Please, I need to hit you.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a very, very Merry Christmas. Yes. We will be here all next week. We do want to...
Stay safe. You're going to drink. Stay at home.
Yes, please. Or stay... If you're drinking at someone else's house, just stay there.
Yes, yes. Stay there and play APB with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's on Steam now. Not Steam, but on Live. If it is, you can play it from anybody's computer, even if it's crappy. I think.
GLaDOS is all over you.
I know. I could hear it reverberating back to me, oddly enough, in one ear. Let me go, GLaDOS.
Give us free GLaDOS. I hope Santa brings everything you want.
What if I want Vin Diesel for Christmas?
Well, then I hope he brings you Vin Diesel. And you better take me some pictures.
Take pictures? I'm coming to your house. He's got money. Let's get in the jet. I got to take you somewhere.
I got somebody you got to meet.
I'm real sorry for what's about to happen to you. But I'm sure you will enjoy. Again, we will be here next week. These girls did not want to take off. We usually take off for Christmas, but they were like, no. They are hardcore. So we'll be here next week. No fretting. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, if you were listening to our show, when was it? Last week we were telling you about doing the sex show. So we've hashed it out. First week in January, you guys get the sex all week.
That is hot. I can't wait.
Keep an eye out for that. And please, hands above the desk. And please, if you're calling in, know that we'll be extra hard on you when you call in. This is so relaxing, this music.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!